Hey everybody, so today's podcast is going to be about friends. I say that with quotation marks. So, as y'all should know that I just graduated high school in May, and I am going to be going off to college in August, and I just wanted to talk about having friends and then about not having friends, how both of those can be good, but at the same time it can be bad, you know. So in high school, ninth grade, I started off with no friends because I was going to a high school where I didn't know anybody. My friends that I had in middle school, they all went to different high schools, you know, around, you know. So I didn't really have anybody. So basically I had to start from the bottom. And then my siblings were either younger than me or already out of high school. So I didn't have nobody to really show me around or really tell me what high school was like and all that good stuff, like really give me a detail. So yeah, I came to high school with no friends, you know, freshman, I'm looking lost, and you know, I'm just walking around like I don't know what's going on. So once freshman year really started going and stuff, I was kind of desperate for friends because, you know, it kind of gets boring being, you know, around yourself after a while. So, you know, like, you need friends, you know. It's high school, you want to have fun, you need your friends, right? Ninth grade, I did hang out with a couple of girls, but with that group, I was almost like the outcast, you know. You know, that group, they really didn't fit me or whatever. So, you know, I kind of left them, and then I was still by myself for a little minute. And then until I met my best friend in one of my ninth grade English classes. I met her, and then I started hanging around the people that she was hanging around, and, you know, they really took me in and stuff. So I was feeling good. I had a new friend. I was talking to people, you know. I had a smile on my face, and I wasn't as shy anymore, and all that good stuff, right? So, you know, I was with that clique, you know. I had so much fun my ninth grade year, so much fun with all the people that I hung around, and, you know, I didn't have any drama, so, you know, I was just living my life ninth grade. And so, yeah, ninth grade came, all that good stuff happened, and here comes 10th grade. 10th grade stuff started getting a little more frustrating. I'm starting to get into the warps of high school, and everything is like hitting me, you know. My grades sort of started falling, and me, my mom, my brother, we were in the process of moving again, and, you know, I had a I did have a boyfriend, and you know how that can be. Once a boy comes into your life, you know, you're just up in the air, if y'all know what I mean. So that happened, and those group of friends that I had ninth grade year, it kind of decreased. Like, some of the people I didn't really hang out anymore. I still hung out with my best friend. yeah, so some of the kids I didn't hang out with anymore, and some people moved, and you know, over the summer people move and things like that. So the clique I was with, it got smaller. And so I say about 2016, I think it was February 2016, I ended up moving from that high school into a charter school, which, if you don't know what a charter school is, it's like basically homeschooling. Like, you really don't have to stay at the school like at the same hours you would in a regular school, and like it's kind of different. It's just different. So I went there, and so basically I left my best friend at that other high school. And yeah, I left her there, which kind of made me sad. But my grades were so horrible, I needed to go to that charter school and get my credits up, right? So I did that, and so by that time, I really lost a lot of friends. Like, not as if like they were judging me for going to a new school or calling me names for getting bad grades and all this stuff, but people just go their separate ways, you know. But me and my best friend, we still stuck together, even though we weren't far away. I mean, the school was literally down the street. But but we weren't far away, but we were far away at the same time. So, sorry, I keep pausing, but I keep feeling like somebody's gonna come in here and mess me up. But yeah, so basically at this time, I only had two friends. I had my best friend, and then I had my friend that was at the charter school. At the charter school, I got really closed up. Like, I started getting shy again. I didn't want to talk to anybody. People thought I was weird. They would call me names, like, not like bad names, but they would say little things that would, you know, kind of hurt my feelings. And I had not, like, during, also in like February, April, I ended up breaking up with my boyfriend. You know, we were together for like a year, and so, like, yeah, I was going through that little weak heartbreak or whatever that I thought was so damaging, but it really wasn't. So yeah, that happened. So it was like a lot going on at once. My mom, she was still kind of mad at me for messing up in school and all that other stuff. So yeah, that happened. And yeah, so I stayed at that school for about a year. Then I ended up going back into my school that I was at before. And by this time, this is junior year of high school. This is January 2017. And I'm back in my old school. Like, I'm on the warps of things. By this time, I did not have as many friends as I did freshman year. Like, every year, the friend population, it decreases. I don't know if that was the right word, population, but it kind of worked. So yeah, it decreases. So at this point, I just only had my best friend. Like, of course I would know people from when I was going to the school freshman year and then the beginning of 10th grade year. Of course I knew people, but they weren't like my friend friends. They weren't my friend friends. So so yeah, that happened. And when I went back to my old school junior year, my grades were great. they were great. You know, that charter school I went to, they helped me, it helped me find, like, better study habits. So that's how I was able to get the grades that I got. And my focus was, like, on point. Like, the things I needed to do, I knew I had to do them. So I would just sit down, do my work, not let anything bother me. And the other thing about that was great was because I didn't have any friends to distract me from my study habits like I did my 10th grade year. Even though the amount of friends wasn't as big as they were in 9th grade, it was still, like, not impacted on me, but it was, like, it was still, they were still, like, around me, and they were still, like, distracting me and try to, like, turn me a different way. You know how people can be. They'll try to distract you, like, come on, let's go over here. And if you have homework, you know, you want to go have fun, so you just put your priorities aside to go have fun when the fun can wait. Those people can wait. But what you have to do now is what you have to do now. Like, you know, make sure your priorities are in order. Make sure you do what you have to do first before you go out and have fun and chill with all those people. Like, all that stuff can wait. All that stuff can wait. But the things that you have to get done now, you need to get done now, because the end of the road, it's not going to be there, and you're going to be stuck. You know? So, yeah. I think that was, like, you know, I'm the type of person that believes that everything happens for a reason. So, me going to that school, not only was it for me to get up my credits, but it was for me to be separated from all those distractions so I can, like, recuperate back with myself. And so I can get back into the swing of things, you know? So, yeah. Junior year was good. I was only there for a semester. For the last semester, which was okay. You know, it was okay. But my senior year, that's when I officially let go with almost any connections of anybody that I had, except for my best friend. Why? Because senior year can be stressful if you're not on top of your game. Senior year can be stressful. And, you know, people who are older than you will say, oh yeah, senior year is going to go by fast, and that is not a lie. It will go by fast. Senior year will go by fast. Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be easy? All that is true if you stay on top of your game. If you do not stay on top of your game, oh man, when stuff hits the fan, everything's going to just go flying everywhere, and it's going to be hard for you to pick up all the stuff that flew, because man, take it from me, because I had a stressful senior year because I was not on top of my game. But it's because I separated from myself from all my friends. But maybe I would think, like, maybe I needed to find a different group of people who are motivated, who are ready to graduate, who know what they're gonna do, who knows where they're gonna go after high school. Maybe I needed those type of friends instead of just isolating myself from every single body except for my best friend, of course. But yeah, so I would let that get into my head, like, oh, I'm so alone, I don't have nobody, and all this other stuff. And that's why having friends and not having friends can be a good and bad thing, because one, you can be good thing will be what is that you can be focused, but the bad thing would be is that you'll be lonely. You know, of course everybody needs somebody to talk to. Of course everybody needs somebody to hang out with, you know, but at the end of the day, you can be by yourself. You can still be by yourself. And, you know, everybody needs that separation at a point in time. But when you just isolate everybody, sometimes it can be bad. And then it can be hard to make friends again because people be tripping nowadays, you know? People be tripping. But yeah. But I came to realize the other day that really the only three best friends or three friends that I need is me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I will never leave your side. Me, myself, and I will never let you down. You know? Your best friend, like, I have one friend, and that's my best friend. Without her, like, because we're, like, sort of alike, so it's like, without her, like, I don't know what in the heck would I be doing, but yeah. I'm stopping a lot. It's because I'm kind of nervous. I'm probably going all over the place with this, but I don't care. But I hope, but of course I do hope y'all get something from this, but I'm just saying. Yeah, so your three best friends should be me, myself, and I, and that's it. Of course you can have one to three homies that you're really close with, and that will have your back. But me, myself, and I, they're the ones who will never leave your side. They're the ones who will be by your side through thick and through thin. They're the ones who will go with you everywhere. You just gotta make sure you're in touch with yourself, you know? Yeah. And then don't strive to know everybody or just have a whole bunch of friends. Because, look, 9 times out of 10, those people are not your friends. They all just want something from you, you know? Yeah, people just want something from you. People will try to take advantage of you. People will try to drag you into things that you know you shouldn't have been dragged in. And then that's how people are. That's also what comes with life. Like, and then, like, you would have to fight through that stuff, you know? Just know that everybody is not your friend, you know? Sometimes, even I just be giving people the eye, like, are you serious or are you playing, you know? And then, you have to learn how to rely on yourself. Rely on yourself. Don't rely on anybody else, because ain't nobody gonna help you. Ain't nobody gonna help you. Nobody. Of course, your family will help you, but sometimes they don't even be helping. So, the only person who's gonna help you is you. Rely on yourself. Depend on yourself. Don't depend on anybody else, because people just ain't gonna help you like that. You know what I'm saying? So, let's see. I have things like that I jot down that I can just, you know, talk about. So if you hear me pausing, it's because I'm trying to read what I wrote. So, it's unnecessary to be worrying about a friend not texting you back or not calling you back. This is what I had a problem with. And this is what a lot of people have problems with. I see it all the time on social media. People be like, oh, if you don't text me back, don't worry about being my friend. It's cool. Oh, people see your text, but they don't want to, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, that is so ugly. Like, and it's annoying. Like, think about, what if that friend is busy, or they just don't want to talk to you because you're probably annoying, you know? But you don't have to get mad about that. See, that's, if you get mad about that, that's how you know you're too, like, you're too into other people. You're too tuned into other people instead of yourself. Because it's like, okay, if they don't text you back, they don't text you back. Like, sometimes my best friend doesn't text me back, but I don't get mad about it because maybe she's busy. I don't go on social media saying, oh, if you don't text me back, then I know where we stand. Like, oh, if you don't call me back, I know where we stand. You saw my message, I know where we stand. Like, shut up. That's so annoying. Like, people are selfish. They think that you're their only friend, and you can't talk to anybody else. And, like, people are just selfish. Like, it's just weird. Like, it's so unnecessary to be worrying about things like that. Like, if you're worried about things like that, then something's wrong. You need to occupy yourself. You really need to occupy yourself, because that's really unnecessary to be getting mad about. And that's a problem with society these days. That's why people are so by themselves, because friends like that want to get mad over the most unnecessary things. And sometimes it makes me laugh, because it's like, really? But don't force anyone to be in your life. Do not force anybody to be in your life. Why? Because you have yourself. You don't need anybody to be in your life. You don't need anybody to be your friend. You don't need to have a boyfriend, you know? You don't need that. You don't need that. You can want it, but you don't need it. Like, come on now. Like, if you have to force someone to be in your life, then you can't stand being by yourself. So, yeah, don't force anyone to be in your life. That's unnecessary also. Because if you force somebody in your life, then what's going to happen if you force that one person to be in your life and they end up tripping and you can't get them to leave you alone? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You don't know. You don't know. So don't force people to be in your life. Because you don't know people how you think you know people. So, what are you doing? They don't want to be in your life. They don't want to be in your life. Don't force. So, look. This quote I got from Sarah Kay. She says, don't force yourself inside a clique that doesn't want to click with you. Boom. Blown away. Because that's the realest thing I've heard in a long time. Don't force yourself inside a clique that doesn't want to click with you. Write that down. Put that on a sticky note. Post it somewhere so you can remind yourself. Put it in your reminder on your phone. Put it somewhere, because, dude, don't force yourself inside a clique that doesn't want to click with you. If they don't want to be your friend, don't force yourself into that friendship. It's unnecessary. You don't need that. Like, I keep saying that, don't force yourself inside a clique that doesn't want to click with you, because it's just like, if they don't want to click with you, why are you trying to click with them? You know? It don't make sense. People try to force themselves into friendships because they think it's going to make them gain more friends or gain more followers on Instagram or get their views up on Snapchat or make them famous. Like, you're going to end up hurting yourself. And what's meant to come will stay, and what's meant to go will go. That's another quote that you need to write down. So, and then one thing, stop trying to be like everybody else. Be different. Be you. I saw on Twitter one day that it said that, I believe it was like 6,000 or 8,000 artists who have the name Lil in front of their name. Lil, like L-I-L, like Lil, you know? And I was just like, what? 6,000 to 8,000 artists? Like, come on now. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Do something different, you know? We all know Lil came from Lil Wayne, but it's like, you know, do something different. And then stop trying to fit in. You don't need to fit in. You don't need to have, like, I'm not knocking anybody who does, but you don't need to always have the flyest shoe game. Like, and that's the problem, because that's another problem, because just by that, you're letting people identify you by your shoes. You know, just because you have the flyest shoes, people think, oh, you're this, you're that, oh, we want to mess with you and stuff like that. You're being identified by your shoes, not your heart, not your personality, not your character, your shoes. I remember when somebody didn't want to talk to me because I didn't have the fly shoe game. I remember that from the 8th grade. I remember that person says she's cute, but her shoe game is off. First of all, I don't need to have the fly shoe game to show you that I'm a good person, or I'm a nice person, or I'm lit, or I'm cool, or whatever, or I'm smart, and all this other stuff. I don't need to show you that. And that right there showed me that I can't be your friend either if you're going to base me off of my shoes. First of all, not everybody got enough money to be paying for no Jordans every time they come out. You know what I'm saying? And then, during that time, that kind of impacted me, because I feel like people didn't want to be my friend because of my shoes. And then I would think, like, well, will I embarrass you because of my shoes? Because of how my shoes look? That's how simple-minded people were, or people are. Like, that's out of pocket. I still think about that to this day, because it's just like, you want to talk to me because of my shoes? Excuse me. But yeah. And then, instead of people trying to fit in, trying to like be like everybody else, trying to have, you know, the same, not the same car, but, you know, the flyest car, flies jewelry. It's like people nowadays try to make life a competition. Life is not a competition. Life is not a competition. Each and every other girl want to have the flyest nails, flyest colored hair, flyest outfit, flyest shoes, flyest cars. All the money, you know, like, people are so distracted by social media, and that's where social media is taking this. Like, people are almost like advertising themselves. Like, I just be sitting back and just, that's why sometimes I just take a break from social media. I delete the apps because it's just like everybody's in a race, in a competition, but everybody's obsessed over social media and just who has the flyest this, who has the flyest that, but nobody's obsessing over education, you know, your growth, future, you know, nature, because everybody's so wrapped up in technology. Everybody just wants to be about nails, money, cars, shoes, and it's like, it's kind of annoying because, honestly, how can you just, like, live life like that? Like, honestly, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I hope y'all know where I'm going with this. I'm probably all over the place with this, but it's something, you know? But it's things that people need to fix. Like, it's a lot of things that people need to fix. But this podcast was supposed to be about friends. All I'm trying to say is that sometimes you just need to be by yourself. You don't need to always have people around you, because sometimes you need to take yourself out of being around all your friends, quotation mark, and just be by yourself for a minute. And then you can go back out there. You don't need to have friends around you all the time. A lot of those people are fake. A lot of those people want to take advantage of you. A lot of those people just want to use you. A lot of those people just want your money. It's not a cycle, but it's a thing. But yeah, I hope y'all got something from that. I kind of enjoyed making this podcast. I'm really not going to lie. But yeah, I hope y'all like this podcast, and I'm out. Peace.